Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, my name is James Vance. I'm married to my wife, Hannah, and our daughter, Olivia, are members here at the church. So a couple weeks ago, Pastor Richard asked me if I would be willing to share my testimony, and I agreed. And so I'm going to try to get through this. So as a boy, I grew up in the church, and our church was as much home to me as anywhere else. That is until a long, drawn-out divorce between my parents left me bitter to the church and to God. By the time I reached high school, I had firmly decided that I no longer followed this Jesus Christ that I had learned about as a boy. At the end of high school, I enlisted into the Army, and a few years into my career, I had the opportunity to attend the Army Honor Guard course. This is an intense school that taught soldiers to give burial rites to fallen warriors. During the course, I was paired with a young chaplain's assistant named Craig Clark. And if any of you happen to know Craig, you can agree that he is the epitome of an Avery County country boy who loves Jesus with all of his heart. So needless to say, at that point in my life, the moment I met him, I instantly despised him. I couldn't stand him. So about a week into the course, Craig decided to pose the question to our class, if you died today, where would you go? And I distinctly recall telling Clark, I believe there is a God, and I even believe there is a Jesus Christ. I just don't want anything to do with either one of them. For the following month, I would wake up next to Clark, sitting across from me in the barracks, our temporary home, and he always greeted me the same way. Good morning, James. Jesus loves you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. And even though we disagreed on almost everything, Craig and I became very good friends from that point forward. 2 years later, I found myself deployed to Iraq, fighting terrorism in Baghdad. While overseas, I found myself trying to find topics of conversation to discuss with a friend from college back home. I couldn't tell her about what my unit was engaged in, so conversations were often limited to, hey, I'm fine, it's hot, there's sand. So about halfway through our tour, in a strategic move to create conversation, I began downloading webcasts of the church services she had started attending. Initially, I didn't care about the actual message, it was just something to talk to her girl about. But the more I watched the messages, the angrier I became with the pastor. He spoke with conviction and confidence about the sovereignty of God. And as a result, I dug to the bottom of my rucksack and I pulled out a Bible my father had given me before I deployed. And every night I went through that Bible in an effort to discredit what I heard that pastor saying. The more I read, the more I became frustrated with my inability to prove him wrong. The week before we were set to return home, we received a last-minute mission. This was unusual because our replacement unit had already arrived and was already conducting operations in our absence. We were ready to go home and be with our families. It was around midnight and my platoon sergeant knocked on our door and said, get your gear back on. We have a mission to go out on. The conditions in our area had become extremely volatile as we turned over authority to the Iraqi government. We assembled at our vehicles and headed outside the wire. As we moved through the hot night air, a strong sense of fear overtook me. I looked around and I began to notice military-aged men coming out of their homes. They began making phone calls on their cell phones and pointing in our direction. There had been numerous kidnapping attempts on members of our units, even in broad daylight, so this was not a good situation in my opinion. I looked back to where my teammates were and I realized that I was no longer with my team. In that moment, I thought to myself in a very real way, this is how I'm going to die. My mother is going to watch me die on Al Jazeera TV. As I stood there, paralyzed in fear, I felt a supernatural sense of peace come over me. I sensed something telling me to move forward and all would be well. Ignoring what most would consider good military tactics, I simply walked forward, and in a short time, I was reunited with my team. Now, you have to understand that in the moment, this was all very anticlimactic to me. We got in our vehicles and we returned to base, and I didn't really give it any other consideration. But a few weeks later, on a Saturday night in October, I stepped off a plane in Asheville for the first time in over a year. And the next morning, I woke up to a barrage of questions from families and friends, like, did you kill anyone, and do you have PTSD? By mid-afternoon, needless to say, I was ready to scream. Feeling like I had nowhere to go, I called my friend and asked her if she still did that church thing. She said yes, and we made plans to meet later that day for the evening worship service. When we walked into the church, there was nothing fancy. There were no bulletin messages or potluck dinner announcements. We simply walked into the house of God, into an environment of worship. I stood at my seat and simply read the lyrics that were on the overhead projector. And they read, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear?" And I stood in that church, and the same feeling that I had had that night in Iraq swept over me and poured into my heart. And I heard a voice saying, "I spared you in that land for a purpose, because I want to accomplish more through you for my glory than you can ever imagine. But before I can do that, you have to acknowledge that I am God and you are not." Without a word to anyone, I turned and I walked out of the sanctuary. I ducked into the bathroom, and there, with tears in my eyes, with no one near me, I cried out to God and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. There was no altar call. There was no praise band in the background. It was just the raw collision of the reality of my sin and the righteous grace of God's love. And with that, I had truly returned home. Praise be to God. Amen.